Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message we've been sharing all week on the person of the Holy Spirit. And as we begin, I'd like to read a passage found in Acts, the 19th chapter, verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and he found certain disciples. And this is what he said to them. Now, for those of you who've been listening and those of you who walk with the Lord, you understand that when we're born again, when we repent of our sins, the Holy Spirit then comes in to make residence in our spirit. We are changed from death to life. Our spirit becomes alive. The Holy Spirit will dwell with us both now and throughout eternity. And so Paul said to him, listen to this, have you received the Holy Spirit since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? They said, unto John's baptism. And then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptisms of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul, listen to this, had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were about 12. And so we see the same pattern occurring to these Ephesian believers, disciples, as occurred to the original 120 in the upper room, that they had, after the death of Jesus, that way had been made into the fellowship with the Father, the veil had been torn, and then Jesus' express commands were to tarry in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father. And then they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. They were filled with the Spirit. Peter preached a powerful message. 3,000 were added to the church, and they said, well, these men are drunken, or not drunken. He said, as you suppose, it's only the third hour of the day. But this was what the prophet Joel prophesied about. And so we see much later in time that this is occurring. As we read in the early pages of Acts, we see that they were filled anew and afresh with the Holy Spirit. So this is something we must desire and ask the Lord for, the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And you know, beloved, the greatest delight of the Holy Spirit is to produce the nature of Jesus in you, in all of his children, through his fruit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, and self-control. That is his commission, that is his task, and since he's the third person of the Trinity, I'm fairly assured and convinced that he is going to have success, and he's going to complete that good work which the Lord started in you. You know, there are many Christian self-help books, if you will, on the market, and yet in comparison, very little is written about this wonderful person of the Godhead who abides with us and within us. We're told how to do this or how to gain that, but the ability to become intimate with the Holy Spirit, which is so, so critical and important, many times is either left out or it's not emphasized. So, all right, as we come to a conclusion of what the scriptures have to say about the Holy Ghost, that he's a person, he has a personality, he thinks, he feels, he knows. How can we become more intimate with the Holy Spirit? Well, number one, by prayer, ask and you shall receive. That's what Jesus said. And also by learning about him through the word of God. That's why I've taken the time and shared the multiplicity of scriptures I have with you this week, so you can actually hear what the word has to say about it. And then not just the literal physical word that's imprinted on the pages of the Bible, but in an experiential way to enjoy his fellowship, to be aware of his presence in all the affairs of your life. And this is where it's at, beloved. This is to ask the Holy Spirit's help. And we're going to pray that he will make himself very real to you. And what's almost more importantly, he's desiring to do that. But we get caught up in the flurry and activity of our day. And it's just habitual. We go on in the same habit mode in the same pattern that we have all of our lives. Instead of, for example, before you start a next job or task, pause for a moment and just let your heart turn to the Lord and say, okay, Holy Spirit, what's next? And believe me, beloved, he loves to respond to that. And so let me stop right now. Let's ask that. Father, we just pray that we will become more intimate with you by prayer, by asking, and that's what we're doing right now, Lord, and to learn about the Holy Spirit, how he operates, more about him through the Word of God. And then, Lord, we're specifically asking an awareness of the presence of the Holy Spirit with us. Father, we're asking that we would be aware of his presence in every waking moment, Lord. That, Lord, it's hard for some of us. We're just very active. We're busy. Help us to slow down. Help us, Lord. There are many listening that they need to do that. We all need to do that, Lord, so that we can hear the leading and prompting of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you will lead us. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, one thing I want to mention, the Bible doesn't tell us to address our prayers to the Holy Spirit. In fact, Jesus was very clear and explicit. He said we're to pray to the Father in his name, in the name of Jesus. The scriptures about the Holy Spirit not speaking of himself have been perhaps wrongly understood. The correct understanding or translation is, he shall not speak from himself as the source. Both Jesus and the Holy Spirit only speak what the Father shows them, and they only do what the Father tells them. So in summary, then, we don't pray to the Holy Spirit, but it's not wrong to express appreciation to him or to speak to him and thank him for his help and for the wonderful ways that he can unfold Jesus to us. It's not wrong to tell the Holy Spirit that you love him for showing you Jesus. So, beloved, the Holy Spirit waits for us in love, and he has such a richness, such a treasure that he's offering to you and to me, the vastness of his comfort, the guidance of eternal wisdom of the Godhead, and the endless supply of his resources and creativity. We just cannot fail. Jesus, who has come to us through his Holy Spirit, and he's given us and bestowed upon us spiritual gifts. Oh, beloved, can't you just say, I love you, Holy Spirit? And I suggest, as the Lord gives you opportunity, to read chapters 12 through 14 of 1 Corinthians. He has gifts for us all. And so we have things that we can ask the Lord, we can ask the Father, and I just want to share some ways to enrich your lives. We can ask the Father that the Holy Spirit would teach us the things that we need to know. You know, it's precept upon precept, and many times he doesn't give us new illumination or understanding until we start obeying what he's already showed us. But we need to be taught. So when he teaches us something, we need to respond in obedience. And then also he can remind us of what we need to remember. Why? Because he is our counselor, our comforter, our advisor, our encourager, and our strength. Now, also, what was the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Why did Jesus stay in Jerusalem until the Father sends the promise that we would be his witnesses to the very ends of the earth? The Holy Spirit is what draws people to the gospel. He did that in our lives. Isn't that true? Can you remember? It was the Holy Spirit that drew you, convicting us and showing us the way of salvation. He equips us with strength needed to accomplish God's purposes in your life. He draws believers closer to Jesus. Isn't that what you want? And through the power of the Holy Spirit, so importantly, we're able to put to death the sins of the flesh, the carnal nature. He sets us free from the sins that we can't get rid of on our own. And also, He enables us. He gives us that spirit of adoption as God's children. He leads us into intimacy with the Father that is based on the vast love of God instead of fear and slavery and bondage. Also, because we have a good Father, He is allowed to convict us of sin. Thank God for that. He does this as we first enter into a relationship with God and as we journey through life as believers. And we must really, beloved, understand that repentance is not a one-time event, but that it is a lifestyle, that as we transgress, as we sin, as we fail, we must pray that we have that advocate with the Father, that He is just and faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will bring us into life and freedom. Where the Spirit is, there is freedom, not bondage, not slavery. He gives us His power to abound with hope. Our God is a God of hope who fills His children with all joy and peace. And also, beloved, He wants the manifestation of the Spirit in our lives. Read those chapters I recommended to you. Each of us have a purpose to fulfill, and He gives us the empowering and the enabling to do so. And most of all, that we would bear the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. What is that? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's the law of liberty, beloved. And against such, there is no law. Well, beloved, my time is gone. And I've just scratched the surface, but I pray that the excitement I feel in my heart, the Holy Spirit's been able to impart to you so that you will wake up in the morning and you will begin each day as an adventure with the Holy Spirit, that He will show you everything you need to know. It is more and more that you rely on Him, the more and more He will interact, He will show you things to come. He will show you how to live your life in a fullness, in an abundant life that Jesus has designed for you. I love you, pray for you every day, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,